Syrian forces withdrew from Lebanon in 2005 after a 29-year occupation. A series of popular uprisings preceded the withdrawal, culminating in one demonstration which brought an estimated 1 million Lebanese into the streets. The event, dubbed the Cedar Revolution, was seen as a main factor in the Syrian departure. But Lebanese schoolchildren may never read about it. A ministerial committee recently decided to eliminate the phrase Cedar Revolution from a national middle school history curriculum being developed. Since 1989, the committee dedicated to agreeing on a national history textbook has repeatedly failed to do so. Maha Qasim is the principal of the Green Space School, an elementary school in Beirut.
The people who are in charge of overseeing the unified history book, they're the ones who are involved in these conflicts.
Most history textbooks stop in 1943, the year of Lebanese independence, leaving recent history interpretation up to parents, which can further cement a child's sectarian view. Lebanese University history professor Munzir Jaber says the issue dates back to the Ottoman Empire.
As long as the feeling of identity in Lebanon remains sectarian, it's impossible to talk about history on a patriotic basis.
At the Green Space School, which lies on the edge of Christian, Druze, and Shiite neighborhoods, Qasim says sectarian affiliation makes history lessons sensitive.
Sometimes we have to skip certain lessons or summarize them to avoid discussions that might cause trouble between the students.
Especially when it comes to the 15-year civil war, in which all sects suffered losses and atrocities took place. The country is still recovering physically and emotionally. Until then, Jaber says perhaps it's fine to agree to disagree.
Let each group have its own version of history, but let's make sure they are highlighting on the elements that keep them together, not the ones that tear them apart.
For now, schools often choose textbooks according to their religious affiliation. Paige Pollack for VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.